Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silkwood's North Parish Church. It's lovely to have you with me for the next wee while so we can have a nice and cosy chat together and share some precious pieces of music. Now here's a question for you. What is the best thing in the world? That's quite a sweeping question. What makes the world go round? What makes people tick? What is the strongest force in the world? What is life all about? I want to suggest that all of these huge questions have an answer, have the same answer, and the answer is short and simple, just one word, one four-letter word, and the word is love. Obvious, really, isn't it? Well, it is to the Dixie Chicks. Love is a much overused word. We say, I love my wife, I love my kids, I love the budgie, I love music, I love my soap, I love Patrick Thistle, I love a fish supper. When the Bible was written, it was not written in English but in Greek. Ancient Greek was more sophisticated than we are when it comes to talking about love. It has different words for different kinds of love. For instance, there was storge, for parental love of children and children's love of their parents. There was epithumia, friendship between friends. Philia, which combined with sophia, wisdom, gives us philosophy, love of wisdom. And then there was eros, from which we get the English word erotic, in the sense of being attracted to something. You pass a shop window and suddenly stop because something's caught your eye. You're attracted to it. Oh, that's nice. I fancy that. I'll go in and get it. So you buy it and take it home and enjoy it. The same can happen at a disco. In the crowd of people, someone across the room catches your eye. You're attracted. You fancy them. Oh, they're nice. I fancy him or her. I will investigate further. You go over. You take them home. Enough said. Eros love is the love of the lovely. But there's a better love even than that. What about the love of even the ugly? The love even of enemies? The love which can kiss a frog into becoming a prince? The love which never fails, which loves unconditionally, warts and all? Love which is self-sacrificing and says, I love you more than I love me. I'll do anything for you. Eros love sucks into itself what it wants and what it thinks will be in self's best interests. But real, deepest love goes the other way. It's selfless, not selfish. It goes out of the way to others, not sucking in others to self. Even the sophisticated Greeks did not have a word for this best kind of love. So the Bible writers decided to invent a new word to describe this. This love which is superhuman, which only God can give. So they created the word agape, A-G-A-P-E. Let's celebrate agape love in song right now. It's such a rich word that we have to break it down into many facets of the diamond. So here are facets of the diamond of agape, true love, God's love, which he gives to us and enables us to share with other people. First facet of the diamond is love is eternal. God loved us from before the world was made. Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were born, I loved you and created you. I was full of love and wanted someone to love, so we're all God's pets. We are created in love. It takes an act of love to create a baby. Love bears life. Love precedes life. To love is to live. To live is to love. Love is eternal, never ending, always, as Patsy Cline says.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always, that I'll be there always. Now for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
God so loved the world is an unqualified, absolute statement. His love is universal. God just loves like the sun just shines. God loves everyone. That includes you and me. He created us in love. That's why we're here. He looks after us. That's why we're still here. He doesn't just love some, but not others. He loves those people whom we find hard to love. When others find us hard to love, he loves us. When we find us ourselves hard to love, he loves us. He helps us to love others, love ourselves, and love him.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother,
in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother,
in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother,
in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
And God's love is faithful. The prodigal son's father loved him with a faithful love. He loved his son at home, when he went away, and when he returned. The good shepherd goes into the far country to find his lost sheep, as often as he has to. He is faithful to the sheep under his protection. Hosea the prophet was told by God to marry Gomer, who would be unfaithful to him. This would be a parable to show Israel how unfaithful she was to God. Hosea remained faithful to Gomer to show how God remains faithful to us.
Don't know what he sees in me. He is spirit, he is free. And I, the wife of adultery, Gomer is my name. Simply more than I can see, how he keeps on forgiving me, how he keeps his sanity. Hosea, you're a fool. A fool to love someone like me. A fool to suffer silently. Sometimes through your eyes I see. I'd rather be a fool. The fondness of a father, passion of a child, the tenderness of a loving friend, an understanding smile. All of this and so much more you've lavished on a faithless whore. I've never known love like this before. Hosea, you're a fool. A fool to love someone like me. A fool to suffer silently. Though sometimes through your eyes I see, I'd rather be a fool. This God of yours would not have told to lift a love that you couldn't hold. And though time and time again I flee, I'm always glad to see you coming after me.
Love is also practical. Jesus healed the sick, comforted the sad, championed the weak, helped the helpless. Love is not just feelings nor just fine words. Love acts, and acts in practical ways. Here's Don Francisco.
I don't care how many buses you own or the size of your sanctuary. It doesn't matter how steep your steeple is if it's sitting on a cemetery. I don't care if you pave your parking lot or put pads upon your pews. What good is a picture-perfect stage if you're missing all the cues? I don't care if your pastor is super-powered and your program's always new. What you need is love and truth. Men are gonna come to you. It doesn't matter that you know the Bible. If it's all just in your head, the thing I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? For her and for your children, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? I don't care if you pray for miracles. Don't care if you speak with tongues. Don't care if you've said you love me. In every song you've sung, it doesn't matter that your sacrifice of praise is loud enough to raise the dead. The thing I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? And do you love your wife? With all you've got inside you, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers, do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? Lord, when were you a prisoner that we did not come to you? When was it that we saw you sick that we didn't follow through? Every time you turned your head and pretended not to see, when you did it not to the least of these, you did it not to me.
Love is sacrificial. Jesus' way of loving is the manger, the towel, and the cross. Our God Jesus was willing to come down to a sinful world, willing to serve by washing his disciples' feet, willing even to die on the cross for us. He's willing to come down to us daily. He loves us to death.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
And love is personal. Augustine said, God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us to love. God loves each one of us by name, just like a shepherd knows his sheep by name, or as a parent knows each child personally. It's great to be able to sing with real belief, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true. Because he died for me, and he died for you. When I think of all the pain he went through, I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. Just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me. Son of God, should care for me to take away my sin and set me free, to take my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus.
Jesus loves me, but he also loves you. Love is corporate. God makes a covenant with us all. I'll be your God, you'll be my people. God loves us personally, but he binds us together in his love. We cannot have God without the rest of his family. He calls us to be part of his Salvation Army, his church, his flock, his family, as Tom Ingalls says.
As you look around you, you will see people from different nations and different cultures and backgrounds. And yet we've all come together for one purpose, and that is to worship. And as we worship together, our differences seem to disappear, and we really do become one body in Christ.
God's love is undeserved. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, says the Bible. John Newton, the ex-slave trader turned Christian minister, then hymn writer, wrote about God's amazing grace in loving the likes of him. This is the Saltcoat St. Mary's Guitar Group.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Love is also tough. God's love is not soft and sentimental. When you really love someone, it's then that you notice faults and you care about the faults. Strangers don't notice and they don't care much, but lovers do. God chastises those whom he loves. Parents push children, coaches push athletes, and teachers push students, all in love.
Don't you know there's a place in the middle of your heart? An empty place that only Christ can fill. And if you bow your knee to Jesus and claim him as your Lord, don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know that he cares? Don't that he will. You're at a time in your life when you're really in between, with people tugging you from every side, and the pain of growing up is almost more than you can bear, and all you wanna do is run and hide.
God's love is total. Augustine said, God loves us not because we're lovely, but because he is loving. God's love is agape love, 100% total, absolute, no strings attached, never ending, unwavering, all of the above things that we've said. Now here's a thought. God loves us with this multifaceted love, and he fills our cup till it's full and running over. Then we can love other people with God's love. Not just human love, but divine love. The Bible goes so far as to say that there is only God's love in the world, no other kind of love. If the world's biggest atheist loves, they love with the love of God in spite of their denials. And if the holiest Willie does not love, then he doesn't know anything about God. God gives us the love with which we love him and others. Just like parents give their little child the pocket money with which they buy mum or dad a birthday present. Christian marriage is a good example of how it works. People think that it's between two people who pump the love to each other through their pipes, till the boilers break down. It's not like that. God is the boiler. He pumps the love through the pipes. We've just to keep the valves open and let it flow to each other.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally, you and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you, on our own we'd break. With him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you, on our own we'd break. With him we'll make it through.
So we can love with God's love. So we can love even enemies. We can conquer hate. Love is something, if you give it away, you can end up having more. People often fear that their love will run out like a flush toilet cistern. Human love would run out, but not divine love. Every time we are flushed and empty, God can refill us from his ocean of unlimited love. The Bible gives us examples of human beings showing overflowing love from God. Daniel was able to pray in the face of a lion's den because love is fearless. Love has total commitment, like Andrew and Peter, James and John, dropping their nets and everything to follow Jesus. You see self-sacrificial love when you look at Stephen, the first Christian martyr, and faithful love when you see Hosea. Love is open to God, like Mary, the mother of Jesus. She didn't understand what was happening, but she was willing to cooperate. Love has humble service in it, like the donkeys at Christmas and Easter carrying Jesus. It's practical love, like the Good Samaritan giving help, the Good Shepherd caring for the sheep, Jesus healing. Love will do anything for love. Peter went overboard for Jesus. It's got overflowing devotion. Remember the woman who anointed Jesus' feet with costly ointment? And love makes us step out boldly, like Abraham or St. Paul. What a lovely world it can be when God loves us, and we love him, and then we love each other with his love. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." So have a lovely time till we meet again. Bye for now. I'll leave you with Don Francisco.
There is a temple without walls, marble columns for polished halls, built upon the living stone, made for you and you alone. It isn't far from where you stand, distracted by this world's demands. Just inside and up the stair, a friend is sitting, waiting there. You can leave your cares behind, the empty chatter of your mind. Come and rest, no need to fear. Only love is what